Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know, because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is an update to the story about Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's arrest. After the megachurch pastor was arrested for holding church services during a stay-at-home order, the county decided to recognize religious organizations as essential. Stay tuned to find out more.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
On Monday, March 30th, Florida megachurch pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested for holding church services during a stay-at-home order. Liberty Council took up the pastor's cause and said the services were protected under exemptions to the order. After the arrest, Hillsborough County, where Howard Brown's church is, decided to recognize churches as essential and thus allowed them to meet. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a statewide stay-at-home order the same week and then amended it for the same reason, to allow people to attend religious services in churches, synagogues, and houses of worship. The order now recognizes these services as essential activities. Mayor Jane Castor wanted to impose the 10-person and 6-foot social distancing restriction on church services, but the Hillsborough County Council voted against her recommendation. Liberty Council says it was hours away from filing a federal lawsuit against Hillsborough County. For now, they say, it will be postponed. Liberty Council also alleges that Sheriff Chad Cronister made false statements about Howard Brown the week of his arrest. They say the statements put Howard Brown and his church in physical harm because they received death threats afterward. Liberty Council founder Matt Staver says this: "We are pleased that the river at Tampa Bay Church can meet. This church is essential to the community. The church feeds 900 families each week and goes to certain places in the inner city where law enforcement do not go. The Hillsborough County order was unconstitutional. The county knew the lawsuit was coming this week and knew they would not win. We are also pleased that every church in Florida is now free to worship. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown brought worldwide attention to an unconstitutional order and arrest." End quote. Read the full statement from Liberty Council at charismanews.com. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.